Hey there, hi there, ho there, it is the Carellcast. I am Carell, so very glad you are joining me on this Friday here in Las Vegas. It is Friday, baby. All right, well, you know what? Before we begin, I have to start with an unpopular, do you like my COVID behind me, by the way? Oh, I have it animated. If that's too much, if it's moving too much, I can stop it. If the moving COVID is too distracting, I can have, but that's how I feel today. I feel like I am just surrounded by this COVID flying in all over the place. So I thought, why not make it the background? It gets bigger here next to me, doesn't it? Woo! And COVID's getting larger, and it is. But truly, I can stop it if we need to just have it on pause as not to, how do I say this? As not to give you some sort of optical illusion. Is that what I'm saying? Some sort of optical illusion. So we just want it to stop. I don't know. I don't even know if I know how, by the way. It is a Friday. It's more of a casual Friday, obviously. I'm playing with COVID background, so, you know. And I'm doing that, quite frankly, because, how do I say this? Things have gone poorly in the U.S. of A. Oh, look, this is a mega close-up, child. Get in my pores. Get in them. Go, go, go. Things have gone poorly in the U.S. of A. And all I can say about things going poorly in the U.S. of A. Is that I don't anticipate them going any better in the good old U.S. of A. And so I've had to really think about what that means for me and for you and for our future. So we're going to talk about that today with the animated COVID behind me. But right now I wanted to start with something very unpopular. I could switch backgrounds, actually. We're so high tech now here at the Carellcast. If we're going to talk about something gay, I've got a gay background. Isn't that something? There's a gay background. I've got a gay background for gay things. And it messes with my shirt, this particular gay background. I sort of disappear. But oh well. This is my Maud look for the day, by the way. For those of you that remember Maud, B. Arthur, I'm in my B. Arthur duster that I wear around the house when I want to feel, well, you know, like Maud. So I was doing this script for IMRU Radio, which is one of the longest gay and lesbian running programs. And I was doing a fill-in job for them, just reading some stuff for them. And when I got to LGBTQ, there's now IA2S+. So it's LGBTQIA2S+. LGBTQIA2S's and a plus. That's 9 letters out of 26 in the alphabet. That's basically 1/3 of the alphabet. Now, I'm about to take a really unpopular position here as my shirt explodes with this background. Because I don't think that anything that's not cisgendered, do y'all know what that means, by the way? Cisgendered doesn't mean that it's your gender of your sister. Which in Arkansas it might. I mean, maybe it does. I don't know. It depends on the part of the country you're in. But for general purposes, our terms, our purposes, cisgendered means living the life of the gender you were born with as a heterosexual. A cisgendered, or maybe it didn't even mean heterosexual. Maybe it just means you are living the life of the gender you were born. Many of you would call that normal. You would be outdated. So cisgendered, if you're not hetero, you're now being thrown over with us, lesbian, LGB, lesbian, gay, trans, LGB, lesbian, gay, bisexual, T, trans, Q, queer, LGBTQ, intersexed, bi, lesbian, gay, bi, transsexual, intersexed, asexual. I don't know what the two S's are for. They just added those. I don't know what that's for. In fact, I'm not sure I know what every one of those, of the nine, now 9 letters. LGB, lesbian, gay, bisexual, LGBT, trans, Q, queer, LGBTQ, IA, intersexed, and then I think it's asexual, and then 2S, I don't know what that stands for, and then plus, which So let me just take a really unpopular opinion here and just get it said. I am not all those things, and I don't feel that I should be identified with all of those things. And I don't feel that I have anything against all of those things by saying I don't need to be identified in the same tent as all of those people. That I welcome them in my tent, and I welcome in their tent, and we're all welcome under the big tent of humanity. But if it's not heterosexual, you don't have to throw it into the bin of sexual deviance. And that's what this letter mismatch is becoming, the bin of sexual deviance. You've heard of the island of misfit toys? Well, phonetically or alphabetically, we are now becoming the bin of sexual deviance. So if it's not heterosexual, put it over there. Give them a letter and put it over there. Well, what do you like to do sexually? Well, I like to do this. Oh, that's not hetero. So give, what letter are you? What letter are you going to take? Well, I don't know. What letter should I have? Well, you got to have a letter. Well, why do I have to have a letter? Because we have to know where to put you. This is how absurd this is becoming. Okay, first of all, it was gay. That it started first, there was gay. Okay? It started gay. Well, as derogatory, it started queer. So it really did start queer. First, it started queer. All right? Of course, all the other words that went with that. Then queer became gay in the late 70s and 80s. And I don't know how or who got to choose that, because it really does imply that we were a lot happier than we were. We were gay, but we weren't that happy. After all, we were being murdered, killed by the police, just like everybody else, discriminated against by everybody, including other minorities, which is always fun. Isn't that always fun? The gays get crapped on by everybody. Blacks, Mexicans, Hispanics, doesn't matter, Asians, they all hate the queers. Oh, yeah. That brings them all to, you think they would all bond in their hatred of the gays. Whatever. We are one. We all hate the gays. Because they do. Blacks vote against us all the time. Latins, they still frown upon it in their culture and all this other crap. Whatever. So we became the gays. Well, then women, lesbians, during the AIDS crisis, decided that they didn't want to be identified with gay men. There's no other way to put that. They felt that their issues, that women's issues and lesbian issues were not being addressed properly if they had to be gay. So lesbians no longer wanted to be gay. They wanted to be lesbians. Now, lesbians are, in fact, gay, but not every gay is a lesbian. Are you keeping up? Okay, there'll be a quiz. So are you keeping up? Not every lesbian. No, wait. Yes, every lesbian is gay, but not every gay. Well, I think so. But not, or they could be bi. They could be trans. No, see, either. But not every lesbian is gay, but every gay is a lesbian. No, it's the other way around. So already we're confused, but there were gay men and women and they were all gay. What are you? We are gay. And then the women said, yes, but that doesn't address our issues, our feminist women lesbian issues. So we want to be lesbians. So it became GNL, gay and lesbian. And then there was some fight as to who should come first because the Butch Dykes wanted to be ladies first. Okay, wait, what? You wait. But they did, and so we were fine with it. So gays and lesbians, or lesbian and gay, we were GNL, LNG, and everybody seemed just damn happy. Well, then the undecideds, or the bisexuals, as we call them, you know, and I know that's not inclusive, and that's phobic, and all of that, but I don't necessarily believe in true bisexuality. I believe that sexually, if you're awakened, you'll have sex with whoever you find attractive, male or female. But ultimately, at the end of the day, if there's hair on the chest you want to place your head, if you're a woman, you're heterosexual. And if you're male, or you're dating a Romanian, but you get what I'm saying. I believe that there are bisexuals who sexually go out and have bisexual sex, meaning I've had sex with more women than most straight men, and that's the truth. I was alive in the 70s and 80s, and well over 50 women. So yeah. Anyway, you know, I mean, they were at the bathhouse, they brought their husbands, things happened. They go to a gay bar, you know, whatever. You just throw the lube in the room and see what happens. So anyway, So gays and lesbians were lesbians and gays, which really were queers and homos and faggots and everything else they could call us, until we all said, no, we're going to be gay. And then lesbians said, well, we're not addressing our issues, so we're going to be gay and lesbian. Although lesbians are gay. All lesbians are gay, not all gays are lesbians. That should be a t-shirt, in case people need a primer on this. Well, then the bis wanted some sort of recognition. What about us? Pick a side. Whatever, but they decided not to. So they're bi. And I love bisexuals. Well, half of them, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. It's Friday. So then we became LGB, lesbian, gays, and bi. Well, then the trans, everyone's like, what about trans people? Well, we're like, well, we're not trans. I'm a guy. I might like drag. I might like B. Arthur Coates. I might like many things, but I'm not a trans. And then, of course, there was transgendered and transsexuals, and they're different. One derives sexual gratification from getting in clothing of the opposite gender, and the other has a psychological a psychological condition called body dysmorphia. So they're different, transgendered and trans, whatever I said earlier. Cross-dressers. So there was two types of trans, and that got confusing. So then we just went with transgendered and drag queens. We just decided to, or drag kings. We got rid of the others. But trans suddenly, you know, we're on the docket. People were acknowledging that trans people existed, and they needed, I guess, a place to put them. And suddenly they're all, put them with the gays. And the gays are like, but we're not trans. Lesbians don't want to see one of the biggest myth about gay men is that we want to be women. We don't. Who would want to be a woman? My God, I'm a white male. Are you kidding? I may have been oppressed as a gay man, but can you imagine if I were a white gay woman? Oh, Lord. Or a black gay woman. Oh, Jesus Christ. Or Lord, have mercy. No. No. So gay men and gay women do not want to be the other gender. They're happy with their genders, most of them. But the bis were with us, and so the bis were like, look, well, you let us, and we're like very small percentage of the population. You might as well let the trans come on. So we're like, okay. So suddenly we became LGBT, and then queer came along. Now, I thought queer went back to the very beginning, meaning if you were gay, you were also queer. I thought it was sort of a synonym, you know, like hot and Vegas. You know, they sort of just mean the same thing. But queer meant something else. Not sure what, but something. So there are queer people who aren't gay or bi or trans, or did I forget anyone? Lesbian. They're queer. What do they do or mean? I have no idea. And does it fall into the purview of all the other letters? Maybe, but they don't want to be one of the other letters. They want to be their own damn letter, so they got one. They're queer. So LGBTQ. So gay came first, but then lesbians wanted to separate out. So then we let lesbians go first. So LG. And then the bi people were like, what about us? So we're like, okay, whatever. You can't pick a side. Come on. So LGB. And then everyone started picking on trans people and everything. So we're like, no. We love our trans brothers and sisters. And they always felt safer in gay bars anyway. So we were like, we welcome you into our community. We love you. So we'll give you a letter. We adore you. Here, have a letter. You are T for trans. And so they became LGBT. Then suddenly these younger queers said, we're queer. And we said, what is that really? Are you gay? Are you trans? Are you bi? No, we're queer. Well, how is that different from gay, lesbian, or bi? Well, it just is. Okay, well, you can have a letter. So we gave them a letter Q. Okay. So then they're LGBTQI, intersex. Now, these are people who are both sexes. Okay, that's pretty self-explanatory. You're not gay? No. You're not bi? No. You're not trans or... No. I'm intersex. Oh, well, I guess we'll give you a letter. Okay, you're I. And then A, and now the two S's, and I don't know where it ends. I don't know where it stops, and that's the whole point. How many letters can... Maybe we should all be N... NHs, non-heteros. Maybe there should be heteros and non-heteros. And so all those letters will just go away. We'll all just be NHs. Non-heteros. NHs. Are you an H or an NH? I'm an NH. Well, what are you? I'm a non-hetero. And that covers everything outside of heterosexuality. Heteros, non. Because I myself, I'm getting tired of the letters and how every 2 weeks is a new letter. No one consulted me when Latino became Latinx. Latinx. And they put the X so there's no more gender. It's not Latina or Latino. Now it's Latinx. And the X being the variable in math, so it could be either or any gender. So Latinx. Makes no sense, Latinx. It's grammatically not a word. But hey, it's inclusive. And so we're going to use this like non. Why is it that nowadays for diversity, we got to throw grammar to the ground? We got to invent new words like Latinx. And we have to say things like they when there's only one person sitting in front of you. Do they get a letter? Have they gotten a letter? They're not the T. The T is for trans. Are they the intersex? No, they're not intersexed. Who are they in the LGBTQIA2S? Where are the theys? I'm not even sure they're there. Would they be the bisexual? No, they're not bisexual. Oh, this is too complex for me to figure out. So let's move on. I just wanted to take the official opinion that I feel we have enough letters in our alphabet, that we are done with letters. We don't need any more letters. We're done. We don't need to add anyone more to our camp. Our letter camp is big enough. They can be in our camp, but make them pick an existing letter. I mean, there's already 9 letters. You can't be one of those people. It's like, oh my God. It's like going to a buffet and asking for something off the menu. I know it's a buffet and I don't see it out here, but I really wanted some Mandarin tofu. Could you go make me some Mandarin tofu, please? And then I want it to be on the menu. I want it to be MT. So add me as, anyway. Okay, so the COVID. The COVID is back with a vengeance, and it has made me lose a lot of motivation, and I want to talk about that today because I came up with a saying, blessed, blessed prisoners of stupid, because today I am blessed. When you've been blessed, I have the equipment to do a show. I have great lighting. I have backdrops. I have a kitchen that I've been in twice already, and I'll be in again right after this. And luckily, I've got food. I've ordered Instacart, and I could actually afford the $15 tip on a $200 order, although I really couldn't, but I figured that's my COVID fee. It saves me, spares me. If twice a month I pay $15 for my grocery delivery, well, then so be it. Then I eat less to pay the tip or whatever. But I'm telling you, I'm not going to the grocery store. I found out that 39% of Nevadans are vaccinated. 60% aren't. That means 3 out of 5 people not vaccinated. COVID is up in every single state in the United States. And breakthroughs are now up to about 20-30% of the infections. Meaning you and I who are vaccinated, we're still getting it. So no, I don't, but you're not getting that sick or you. No, I don't want it at all. It's like saying, well, you could have AIDS, but you're not going to get sick. No, I don't want it. I don't want COVID long term, short term. I don't want COVID. And so today I was being pulled in 2 different ways. I'm blessed. I'm here in this beautiful home. I have my beautiful dog and I have food and the ability to get more of it. I was able to have Instacart come and deliver food. I got a pineapple delivered today, and I don't know about y'all, but I still marvel at like this gorgeous fruit from Hawaii or from South America making it to Las Vegas so I can eat it. You know, every morning I have pineapple and banana. That is a marvel. They come thousands of miles, these pineapples and bananas. We don't grow them in Nevada. And it's such a gift to have such beautiful, marvelous food. You know, that's one of the best things about being a vegan. I really have started to appreciate what food really is and how spectacular of a gift it is. I mean, all foods, when you get back to the basic of food, you'll have an orange for a snack and you'll remember how spectacular various oranges are. Or you'll eat a Honeycrisp apple drizzled in some maple syrup, and you'll just think, oh my God, and think about what went into this. A Honeycrisp apple, does the University of Washington, that's their patent. And then maple syrup from Vermont, where a tree had to be stabbed and bled into a bucket, and then it had to be refined, and here I'm eating it, and oh my God, what gifts, what marvels. I was healthy enough to go for my Friday morning jog and do my 30 minutes of weight this morning, and Ember was healthy enough to go with me. Blessings. I'm one of the top listened to shows on Progressive Voices through SoundCloud. Blessings. Blessings. I consistently rank in the top 200 on many of the iTunes charts. Just blessings. I can't convert that to cash, but whatever. Blessings. So I'm blessed. I'm healthy. I'm good. My aorta still doesn't need surgery yet. So, you know, this year I'm good. And yet, I can't help but feel doomed. Doomed because we are all blessed prisoners of stupid. In other words, we're all very blessed. We drive vehicles, most of us. We have housing, most of us. We have friends in our life, most of us, even just one. You know, maybe we have pets that are healthy. We have parents, some of us. You know, we're blessed. And yet, we can't progress. We can't move forward. We can't even now go back and live our lives. We're vaccinated. We could be in restaurants. We could be back to doing full-blown everything if everybody was vaccinated. But as the governor of Alabama snapped today, when she said it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated, it's time to do more than start blaming them. It's time to start making them pay for what they are doing to our way of life. They're destroying our economy. They're destroying our social lives. They're destroying a lot, and we're letting them. And we've let these stupid people. You know, I have been a blessed prisoner of stupid my whole life. Because while I have been blessed to be an American and to grow up in this country, and I'm not even sure that is a blessing, I'm not anymore. I mean, I see people that grew up in Ireland, and they're just fine. France, they're great. But whatever, I was blessed to have a career and, you know, to become Carell and all of that. Very, very blessed. But at the same time, I was told constantly and to this day still told, I'm not equal because I'm gay. I'm one of the letters. That for 55 years prior to same-sex marriage being legal, that if I were to enter into marriage, it would destroy the institution. So I have been... I've had iPhones and Macintosh computers, and I've had cars, and I've lived in places that have resources and access and all of that. Yes, very blessed, but still a prisoner of stupid ideologies, stupid religions, and rich people, and this is the worst, rich, greedy people manipulating the stupid people so they can stay rich and powerful. So we are prisoners of the stupid who follow the rich and corrupt. Because even now, as half Democrats are out now saying, get a vaccine, get a vaccine, get a vaccine, we still have half of the Democratic Party. We have Republicans who are refusing to disclose their vaccinated status. We have stupid. It's that we have stupid. We have people flocking to Vegas and coming to our casinos right now. That's just stupid. That's just stupid. And even me, thinking about what are you going to do this weekend? I ain't doing nothing this weekend. 39% vaccination rate, 900 new COVID cases yesterday, Las Vegas number one in the country, and I'm here. I'm not doing anything this weekend. Maybe go to a restaurant that I go to all the time and sit at the same table I sit at all the time. In other words, I'm not going to do anything this weekend that I haven't done all the way through the pandemic. There'll be nothing added back that's new. There'll be no shows, no plays, no theater. There'll be no, you know, downtown bars. Maybe. There's one called The Garden, a gay bar. It has an outdoor patio, and I'm thinking maybe Sunday Steve and I should go to an afternoons there just to get out. But again, probably not the wisest thing to do, even with masks. And I'm not going anywhere unmasked. That's just it. If I am in a room, an enclosed room, I'm going to be masked. But in restaurants, you take it off to eat. So that's the problem. So I'm going to start ordering out again, and I've ordered the Instacart for cooking. So I'm, and when I got all the groceries today, I said, well, you're a well-stocked prisoner, because that's what I'm doing. I've got stuff for breakfast, lunches, and dinners, and snacks. You know, three meals a day I can prepare here, because going out is not really good right now. And why? Because we are blessed prisoners of stupid. Oh, we're home with our Zoom and our, you know, we're in contact. We're at work. We're still working at home and whatever. And why are we doing all that? Because stupid people run the world. Because the rich and corrupt realized that they can actually tap into these stupid people's outrage and stupidity, get money out of them, get elected, and stay in power. I mean, be real. Germans sat by while Jews were burned. It's not like that was a secret. Okay, so Germans sat by while their neighbors were carted off. They sat there. So humans will do quite a bit. White Americans knew that blacks were being lynched. It was legal. And they let it happen. I mean, we don't have a track record as a really good species. And this chapter will be one of the ones that heralds the end. Because a couple things are going to happen evolutionarily. Either stupid's going to win and we're all going to die because of stupid, or we, the non-stupid, are finally going to put our foot down and say, sorry, you're just too stupid. Yes, you have the right to not have a vaccine, but you don't have the right to go anywhere. So we're going to make it to get into any mall, anything. You got to scan your vaccine card. If you don't like that, get a vaccine. Otherwise, stay home. Why should I stay home and get delivery service so stupid people can go use the grocery store? Why should you stay home and order takeout and pay the Grubhub fees and everything so stupid people can go to the restaurants? Why should we be paying taxes so stupid people can then not go? Because they're on state aid. They're on all kinds of things. Why? Who's more stupid there? And that's my fear, that as we are blessed prisoners of stupid, we have Stockholm syndrome. We love our captors. We seem to think these stupid people are in some way worth saving, that these stupid people in some way have redeeming qualities, that they're still Americans. And that, no. When we have a leader who finally doesn't care about this, like, I wish Joe Biden didn't care about bipartisanship. I really do. Because I wish he didn't care about the filibuster. I wish that Joe Biden would actually lead and say, no, this is what needs to be done. I'm going to get it done with or without the help of these treasonous seditionists over here. If they want to help, as this Madison Cawthorn, my gaydar goes off about him. I know that sounds odd, but it does. This Madison Cawthorn goes out and says he's going to punish Fauci when the Republicans regain control. What a little Nazi fascist he is. And people give him a mic and they elect him. And these are stupid people that do this. But who's more stupid? In the equation I've painted, who's more stupid? The people that cower and stay home and don't go to restaurants and bars and clubs and don't live their life to the fullest once they've been fully vaccinated because stupid people won't. We are living the marching morons. We truly are. All right, I am Carell. You have a great weekend. You stay safe. COVID's everywhere in all 50 states. It's back, and breakthrough is happening everywhere. And even though you might get mild symptoms, no symptoms, whatever, we don't know what this virus does if it's in you for 5 years, 10 years. We just don't know. You don't want it. So stay away from it. Go back to your life prior. Forget the summer. Go back to where you were in March. Until the stupid either get vaccinated, die, or until business realize that if you don't make it to where we know we're safe, we're not going to go. I am Carell. Be who you want to be. So don't hurt anybody. Support the show on Patreon right there. It's patreon.com/Carell. Subscribe at YouTube, youtube.com/reallycarell. And of course, follow me on all social media. It's Really Carell on Instagram and on the Twitter. I'll be back on a Monday, and you have a glorious and grand time up until then. Okay? Much love. Stay safe.